And here in Rome today, a one-day conference sponsored by the Acton Institute on the contribution of Christians to representative governments took place at the Pontifical University Antonianum. Cardinal Peter Turkson, the president of the Pontifical Council for Justice and Peace, addressed participants about the specific contributions Catholic teaching offers. He spoke from his experience in Ghana, where the church helped educate the people, which is necessary for a modern democracy.
We went through several experiences, like several other countries in Africa. Having started with the democratic thing at independence, we went through a few military coup d'etats, an attempt by, you know, some military people to, you know, even scorn the experience of democracy as exploitation of poor people and all of that, which is likely to be the case where literacy is very low. You know, the real practice of democracy requires a certain appreciation of issues. So a certain amount of literacy helps the experience of democracy. In several African countries or several other, you know, if you want, you know, on the devolved countries where literacy is low, it's kind of difficult to appreciate, you know, the exercise and practice of democracy the way, you know, it's practiced here in the West. Except that we need also to recognize that in the traditional society, some forms of democracy were practiced. That villagers coming together, the elders coming together to vote on issues, so that it's not just the chief. So those are known. But when we talk about modern forms of democracy, which means appreciation for more complex and complicated issues and all of that, then a certain amount of literacy is useful.